An abundance of jobs spurred by the extraction of oil in what's known as the Bakken Formation has fueled rapid population expansion in Williston, North Dakota, a town at the center of the oil boom. That expansion has forced the state and local governments to play catch-up, including the Williston Public Schools. Superintendent Viola LaFontaine says she's dealing with a surge of new students on a budget outdated by at least a year.
So if I get 300 more kids this year, I don't get paid for them till the following year. It's a year lapse, and you get reimbursed for your students. So I have to come up with all the funding now.
One way to resolve this funding issue would be through the North Dakota State Legislature, which meets in the state capital, Bismarck. But most days throughout the year, this is the scene at the North Dakota State House, an empty chamber and quiet hallways. Lawmakers only meet once every 2 years for an 80-day legislative session.
There are a number of infrastructure issues that probably require more frequent addressing on a more frequent basis than every 2 years.
Dean Bankson, an economist at North Dakota State University, points out that as drilling technology changes and more wells go into the ground, the state's oil development situation also changes.
So every time the legislature meets, we've got a new story to tell.
Major issues that come up cannot be cited or worked on really for a final decision other than during a legislative session.
Jay Buringrud is the director of legal services for the North Dakota State Legislature. He says the state gets around the gap in meetings by granting more authority to legislative committees and the state's governor.
There are committees that are working on these working issues on energy development, the impact of energy development, and the governor is also working on dealing with issues that come up between legislative sessions.
Earlier this year, Democratic Party lawmakers in the Republican-controlled legislature wanted to address some of those challenges. They urged Governor Jack Dalrymple to hold a special legislative session to address funding issues related to the oil boom. That request was rejected.
If you look at it in its entirety, the state is responding, but many people would feel that the state hasn't responded sufficiently.
Williston Superintendent Viola LaFontaine is one of those people.
Some people say, yeah, it would be better if they meet every year. I think just make better decisions on the 2 years you're there, you know, and help out Western North Dakota.
LaFontaine could wait until January of 2015 to get the help she seeks. That's the next scheduled meeting of the North Dakota Legislature. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Bismarck, North Dakota.